Federal appeals court rejects Trump admin bid to delay tariff refunds. A federal appeals court on March 2 declined to impose a delay on tariff refunds in the wake of a Supreme Court ruling striking down President Donald Trump's global tariffs. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit, in a one-page decision with no explanation, granted a request from companies that sued the administration over tariffs to immediately send their case back to the U.S. Court of International Trade. The appeals court also turned down the Trump administration's motion to delay what could become the start of tariff refunds. Plaintiffs and defendants did not immediately comment on the development. Trade court judges in 2025 sided with the companies, finding that the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977 did not give the president unbound power to issue tariffs. The appeals court shortly after granted a government request to stay the ruling, pending the outcome of an appeal. The court later upheld the trade court's judgment, but said the trade court should determine the scope of financial relief and stayed the case until the Supreme Court weighed in. A majority of Supreme Court justices on February 20 said that the law does not enable the tariffs Trump had imposed, including on imports from countries such as Mexico and China. The High Court has not yet finalized its judgment. That process can take up to about 4 weeks. Department of Justice lawyers asked the Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit in a recent motion to wait to rule for 90 days after the finalized judgment is released. The lawyers said that time period would allow the political branches an opportunity to consider options. Trump has floated having the Supreme Court rehear the case, pointing to Judge Brett Kavanaugh's dissent that determined Trump had the power to impose the tariffs. Plastic Services and Products LLC and other companies that sued the administration in 2025 had asked the appeals court to send the case back to the trade court or issue a mandate, highlighting the Supreme Court ruling. The immediate issuance of the mandate is not only consistent with the terms of this court's stay. It will also facilitate the prompt and equitable disposition of both this case and the over 900 other suits challenging the tariffs that are currently pending before the trade court, they wrote in a February 24 motion. This is a developing news story and will be updated.